Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Donny Bruno, your thoughts on the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden pardon that we've been talking about the last couple of days?
What else can I say? I mean, he obviously has been lying all along. Again, I'm saying what everybody else has already said. I don't have a new take on this. You know, he did it for his son. But the bottom line is, when you do it and you go back to 2014 when you were the vice president and your son just happened to be going along with you on Air Force Two and cutting deals with all these foreign companies, gas companies in Ukraine,
yep.
And then Trump was impeached for having a phone call about Ukraine, but there's no problem with the president's son going to Ukraine and being appointed to boards of energy companies in Ukraine. That's okay. That doesn't make sense. And then the laptop, all the pictures are there. There's crimes being committed, crimes against children. You know, so when you look at the body of work, so to speak, of Hunter Biden, again, I know he's not the president, but if you want to investigate other people's families, and then you're going to let Joe Biden's son off the hook for things that happened in 2014, retroactive pardons make no sense. Even Bill Clinton, by the way, I don't know if you saw it, he went on and basically took a shot at Joe Biden also. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, when he pardoned his brother, Bill Clinton, on the way out, he said his brother went to jail for 4 years. And that's why he pardoned his brother. Normally, a pardon is somebody who's gone to jail, served time, and then you pardon that person. Hunter Biden has never gone to jail for any of his crimes. That's and correct. He has committed crimes. So mm-hmm. yeah. That's the part of the pardon that doesn't make any sense to me. You can't pardon people back to things that happened before your dad was even the president of the United States. So it smells. But this is what you expect. All politicians lie. Mm-hmm. But nobody lies like Joe Biden. I've been following Biden since 73 when he got his first hair plugs. And I was a local news reporter in Philly. The guy's been a liar since day one. He's responsible for all the credit card companies in Delaware charging you 17-20% interest. Joe Biden is a career crook, a grifter, and a guy who's never worked an honest day in his life.
Wow. Tony Bruno taking Biden to task. Speaking of Biden, the White House now, according to Politico yesterday, weighing preemptive pardons for, as they say, potential Trump targets, which include Tony Fauci, Liz Cheney, and Adam Schiff. I don't think Trump's going to go after any of those people, but they take what Trump says, the quotes that he says and he puts out there. And now I think this is like narrative spin of the Trump vendetta and the revenge tour. Tony Fauci was never going to serve a day in jail anyway. I don't think Trump's going to waste a second of his time because he doesn't have a lot of time, right?
Well, what the thing I would do with Fauci is you're not going to put him in jail. But I would absolutely strip him of his private security, his 24/7 Secret Service protection. Why does he deserve security and his unbelievable pension when he botched the AIDS epidemic and botched the COVID response? The guy's a criminal, but I wouldn't even put him in jail. And why would you pardon him? Pardoning him means he's committed a crime, right? Aren't you saying that somebody commits a crime, you pardon them for that? What would he be pardoned for if Biden were to do that? That's the question.
It's a great point, and a great point indeed. Last one I want to get to before we get your thoughts on the Eagles. This whole Pete Hegseth story does not seem to go away until either you know, he's nominated and he's in place, or ultimately he gets the Matt Gaetz treatment. But interesting little plot twist, Wall Street Journal reporting a few days ago that if this switch would happen, it could be your governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis. What's the vibe in Florida about DeSantis possibly becoming the new Secretary of Defense?
I don't think it's going to happen. It's just my, again, I don't have an insider in Tallahassee. I have a couple of co-eds up there in Tallahassee that I know, but hey, you know, that's what happens. College football comes on. Florida Gators finishing strong. You know, it was really bad earlier in the year.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I mean, come on. No, anyway, I don't know what's going to happen, but you know, the funny thing is, I love when they do the compilations of the media saying, you know, there when they were going after Trump, there was a whistleblower, right? Yeah. There was always a whistleblower, but nobody ever knew who the whistleblower was. Now, all of a sudden, when there was a whistleblower for against Hunter Biden, that whistleblower, they're calling him the so-called whistleblower. So if it's a whistleblower you don't like, it's so-called. It's just like anonymous people, like the New York Times and NBC posting stories about all these people who said Hegseth was a drunk and he was always smelling and reeking of alcohol. And then all the people who worked with him, not only at Fox, but have worked with him on various functions and various, and his mother goes on. And now Mediaite is ripping the fact that his mother went on Fox and Friends to defend her son, because you're not allowed to do that. But meanwhile, you had Jill Biden saying that Joe did, you did such a wonderful job, Joe, you know, after he got blown out in the debate, which ended his career. So, you know, it's all politics. It's all petty politics. But the bottom line is, if Pete Hegseth is not qualified, then but Dr. Richard Levine was qualified to be the health director. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Just make it make sense. That's all we want. Mm-hmm. We want things that make sense to us.
That's right.
Don't we? Isn't that the bottom line?
That's right. Yes, indeed. And what's making sense is now that the Philadelphia Eagles are winning a whole bunch of football games. Yeah, the Eagles. Thank you, Mr. Fetterman. 10-2. They've won 8 in a row. And I actually hear people and I see tweets where they still don't know if Nick Sirianni's a good coach. Tony, let me ask you this. The guy is in his fourth year. This is where Eagle fans are morons. And if I was doing sports, I would just pull out my mallet and hit him over their stinking head. You can't be a moron and a bad coach in the National Football League when you're almost through your fourth year and you've won 70% of your games. Can we give the guy some stinking credit? Or are we going to just get caught up in, remember when he was talking about like watering plants the day he got hired?
Yep,
and everybody rushed to, oh, this guy's an incompetent boob. He's won 7 out of 10 games he coaches for 4 years now, Tone.
Yeah, but you know how it works in Philly. And it works that way in New York. It works that way in Boston, in Chicago. You know, in cities where they care about sports, especially pro sports, like the cities, the aforementioned ones. I mean, you know, Nick Sirianni can make a bad, I mean, he can make a bad decision in this game coming up against a bad Carolina team, which, by the way, is playing better. He can make one call, not go for a field goal or miss something, and then they'll still jump all over him. Because that's what we do. That's what Eagle, especially now that we see 10-2, I'm getting calls from friends who say, hey, you know, how do I get media credentials for the Super Bowl in New Orleans? So this is the time now when cities like Philly and obviously Detroit and teams with good teams that could possibly be Super Bowl contenders will start planning on, are you going to go to New Orleans to cover the Super Bowl? Now, I go to the Super Bowl every year, so I've already got my credentials ordered for Super Bowl. Now all I need is a hotel room and some airfare. So if somebody wants to get me a hotel and airfare, I'll happily take your calls. Just call Robin. Contact Robin, and we'll work something out.
Beautiful. Get you brokering Super Bowl trip deals on the radio.
I mean, I could be, you know, listen, I've been to 50-something Super Bowls. So I'll be there. If you need me to be your correspondent, I will be an exclusive correspondent
for Kalen Company.
Anybody that doesn't want to send people. I could be the Kalen Company Super Bowl correspondent.
Yeah, we'll need
and go
that.
Live every morning with exclusive content not available on any other sports network.
By the way, some YouTube chatters not happy with you what you're saying, Kale. Tommy G says he has horrible calls and acts like a teenager, meaning Nick Sirianni.
Okay. He's won 7 out of 10 games every time he coaches for 10 games. He's won 14, 11, and he's 10-2 this year. Find me another coach with a better record over the last 4 years than Nick Sirianni, perhaps not named Andy Reid.
Vicky writes, Nick, he has been stripped of his coaching last year and OC and DC took over. He's a cheerleader on the sidelines with a clipboard.
Okay. He shaved his head and he's won 8 games.
See, so. I told you. It doesn't matter. Good. It doesn't matter in Philly.
Good. You want Doug Peterson back?
Newman Price, who we all love, says yes. he's whiny and sulky by himself on the sidelines.
Yeah.
The players love the guy. Remember, when they lost the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and then their two coordinators took head coaching jobs, one at Indy and one in Arizona, and they've gone to success, they had to bring in new coordinators. And the guys they brought in last year didn't work.
Yeah.
And so what did they do? They got rid of those guys and then brought in Vic Fangio and the guy from Dallas who they hated in Dallas.
Kellen Moore.
And now apparently is going to get all kinds of interviews.
Yeah.
For head or coaching opportunities like in Chicago and other openings.
Yep.
So the guy that we used to mock in Dallas, who's the Eagles' offensive coordinator now, is now a hot head coaching prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come to a good team and you have success, like the guys the Eagles have hired this year after the debacle last year when they brought in defensive guys, you know, former Philly guys, they brought in a bunch of cast-offs. And they brought these guys in, and they all sucked.
Yep.
Their defense was horrible.
I agree.
They drafted well. They got young players. They got two of the best young cornerbacks. They got a bunch of young guys in the defensive line. They have rebuilt this thing instantly, and that's hard to do in the NFL, especially to keep the consistency that the Eagles have had is hard to do. And Howie Roseman deserves credit, and Nick Sirianni deserves credit.
I think they're going to go into Detroit in the playoffs on the road and beat them soundly.
Wow.
Soundly.
Can we just let's take it one game?
Like Trump beating Kamala in Michigan.
Let's complain about the 12-point favorites at home against Carolina and finding a way to keep it. You watch.
I'm on Carolina.
If that game is close,
it will be.
You wait till you see. Go on Twitter during the game when it's being played. And if it's a close game and they're not blowing Carolina out of the link, you'll see people going crazy. Oh, my God.
It's a trap game,
Tone. I told you this team was not going to be able to continue this all the way through the end.
Kale's 100% right. It's a trap game.
Yep.
It's 100% a trap game.
It is a trap game.
And I hate to do
that. How are they 12-point favorites?
Right. Well, yeah, it's because Carolina's playing well. But you know what? This is one of those things where I'm going to do a Tony Bruno of 12 years ago. Would you rather be the Jets right now? For all the Eagle fans in the YouTube chat right now that are hot about, well, Nick Sirianni, he's a boob. You think the Jets would love to have a coach right now that wins 7 out of 10 games? Phil Omquist would chop off his genitalia for a 70% winning head coach in the league. And he goes, I think he would do it for less than that, but I don't know.
I mean,
he's going to Jacksonville next week.
Phil's on an NFL stadium tour watching his horrific franchise.
Jacksonville and the New York Jets. Could you think of two worse teams?
By the way, I want
Phil to know that it's not warm in Jacksonville this time of the year. I mean, it's way far north here.
Yep.
So when it's cold up there, it's not cold down here in Southwest Florida. It's too north for me. I'm sorry.
I mean, Jacksonville is basically Georgia, right?
It's like South Georgia, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No. Did we cover everything? What did we miss? Oh, there's the last one I wanted to ask you about. Mark Cuban and Charles Barkley in the last couple of days have come out and said that... This is amazing. Mark Cuban, by the way, the guy that was paid money to promote and be a surrogate for Kamala Harris, who in the meantime has morphed into Rachel Maddow from a physical appearance standpoint, now says that he and Charles Barkley, if they were the Democrat ticket in 2028, would be a lock to win the election. Your thoughts?
By the way, they were joking around. Ernie Johnson and
that
podcast.
I don't know about that.
Yes, they were. Come on, man.
Cuban's got an ego. I vote for Charles Barkley.
Mark Cuban has now relegated himself to going on the Hawk Tua podcast. That's what he's doing.
It's true. You're not making that up. No, you're not.
And now they're claiming that the Hawk Tua girl apparently scammed people out of crypto.
Oh,
who the hell's buying crypto from the Hawk Tua girl?
Whoa. Is that true? Real? I didn't see that. Boy, she better not come out of the hotel.
That's the word spreading on the intranet that the Hawk Tua girl is now being investigated for scamming people out of crypto.
Wow.
At least she's hotter than Sam Bankman for you. I mean, you know, I've got to give her that. Or his girlfriend.
Or Sam Britton, the klepto guy. Whatever happened to him? Where's he at?
91 LSX.
I think he's at the airport. I saw him standing in line at Philadelphia International when the airport line was all the way back out to the to Delaware Avenue. That's how far back it was, people getting out of town.
Yeah.
You, a 91 LSXer was saying what?
Oh, he said Tony's wearing Mark Cuban's shirt.
Dang.
Wow, Bruno, they're taking swipes at you, man.
It's Lesbian Appreciation Day.
Can't believe that.
I look at my calendar, I see what the day is, and I stand with lesbians.
Tony comes on every week.
I sit with lesbians, too. Whatever lesbians want me to do, I'll do.
I hear that.
So that's what I do.
It's amazing. Tony comes on weekly out of the goodness of his heart in his hometown, and he's catching strays in the YouTube chat.
It's amazing.
That's not
right. Exactly right.
Come on, folks. It's the holidays. Let's go.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Tony's going to stick around because we have a Dawn Stenzel and Big 3 at 9:30.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Big 3 sponsored this morning by McCausland Lock and Alarm. Well, we've got some new details and new developments this morning in that manhunt for the masked gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson this morning. Police calling it premeditated, brazen, a targeted attack outside that New York City hotel this morning. Reports of a police search warrant for a location in the city where the suspect may have been staying. I want to get to the wife because there's something new about the wife. The gunman firing at Thompson, striking his back, his right calf, before running off somewhere into Central Park. And there's an e-bike investigation. Did he plant that e-bike? That's going on. NYPD reportedly investigating the message engraved on the shell casings. The words deny, depose, defend, which pundits believe refers to a book condemning insurance companies who profit by denying those life-saving claims. New photos released showing the hooded suspect at a nearby Starbucks before he executed Thompson. And detectives say they recovered the cup and other evidence now being tested for the suspect's DNA. And so here's the part about his wife. Now we're learning that Thompson and his estranged wife, Paulette, they were separated and they were living in separate homes less than a mile apart in suburban Maple Grove, Minnesota. Remember, they have two sons. And so is this something else? His wife, Paulette, practicing physical therapist, disclosed that her husband previously received threats. That quote was going around yesterday. And then she referenced apparently yesterday a lack of coverage, meaning a lack of security because he did not have any security detail. And so in this case, people saying, a lot of people did not realize that they were holding the secret, that they were in fact separated. Was there a nasty divorce brewing? Was there something else going on? Does that lead us to a motive? Makes me think of earlier this morning when you guys were, I think, Greg, you were saying it's too clean, the fact that these engraved words were on bullets.
It looks to me like a smokescreen. Like, I'm going to put something like that on the shell casing to just show, like, hey, look, I'm a disgruntled,
insurance customer.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Physical trainer, though, you said, huh?
Physical what?
Physical trainer, or you said she is the estranged wife as a...
Yeah, she's for 20 years, she's a physical therapist.
Okay.
For 20 years now. So cops using drones, choppers, search dogs, going through Central Park and looking at all... There's a lot of activity, obviously, for this killer, and it's making international news. We are, of course, on verdict watch. No verdict in the trial of Daniel Penny, charged in the death of Jordan Neely on the subway last year. Jurors are scheduled to resume their deliberations in less than half an hour. So jurors gathering as I speak. We've talked about that.
I got a feeling we're going to get a verdict this week. Don't you think so? Either today or tomorrow?
Nine hours so far.
Tony, quickly, do you think? How do you think the verdict is going to come down on the Daniel Penny trial?
I mean, anybody with common sense could look at it, especially when you have the people on the subway saying that what he was doing was keeping a crazy guy from killing people or seriously wounding them. So, the thing that bothers me is it's taking so long. This to me should be an open and shut case. Yeah. So I think that hopefully there's either a hung jury, because have you seen the judge in this case, by the way? Have you seen the judge?
No.
This judge allowed other criminals to get away with stuff, but she's really going hard on this guy, the district attorney who's prosecuting this guy. Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing that bothers me. But I think the facts are clear. And anybody who's been on a subway, whether it's New York or Philly, and sees that one crazy person, someone who obviously has things going on in the brain, and they're out loud saying that they want to kill somebody today, if you know, especially a military guy.
Yep.
All the evidence shows that he just put him in a hold. He didn't kill him. He didn't even know. He went home, and they didn't come back to him until 2 weeks after that this guy died. So, I mean, I think the evidence is overwhelming. And to me, some people are making it about race. It doesn't matter. The people on the train, there were a lot of people of all different races who were saying what he did, what Daniel Penny did, was not trying to kill the guy. He was trying to subdue him until police showed up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Number three in the big three. Dogs and cats, and what they tell about our politics. A new survey says dog owners strongly favored Trump, while cat owners were more divided. Women with only cats leaning toward Harris.
Childless cat ladies?
Yes.
Also, J.D. Vance is not incorrect with what he said.
Wait a minute. We have two cats, and Robin's a cat lady. I mean, we love dogs, but we didn't get a dog yet because we don't want to have a dog in a condo.
Right.
But, you know, we're not childless cat ladies or cat daddies, and I didn't vote for Kamala, and I don't think Robin voted for Kamala. So she's a cat lady. So that blows that survey is wrong.
Let me clarify. That was the headline. Yeah. So this is, by the way, this is the AP vote cast.
Yep.
And it says President-elect Donald Trump won slightly more than half of voters who own either cats or dogs, with big help from the dog owners. Mm-hmm. They surveyed more than 120,000 voters. So the deal is about two-thirds of the voters say they own a dog or a cat. But those more likely to be 100% for Trump are the dog people. But to your point, Tony Bruno, the number about cat owners where it's a single lady who never had children and she's living alone with a cat or cats.
So Keith Olbermann.
Those individuals went for Kamala Harris. So couples like you and Robin.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
That's a no. So Robin is not a single childless cat woman.
Right.
By the way, Sarah Weiss.
Sarah, we love you.
The widow of the late great Sid Weiss is in our chat, and she says, "You know, I'm a cat lady, and even her cats are Trumpers."
Wow. Oh,
so
are they MAGA kitties?
Exactly. MAGA kitties.
Right, but you're not a. You and Sid together love your cats. You know what I mean? So they're saying a woman who is single, didn't have a man in her life, you know, wasn't married, whatever. Those individuals, 100% for Kamala Harris.
Oh.
That's
we're not demonizing women who don't have children. Nobody's we're demonizing women who have cats, no children, and voted for Kamala Harris.
Hey,
that's a specific targeted group.
Tony, every time I give my debit card to Starbucks to get my daughters those $8 drinks, I wish I was a childless cat lady, okay? They got more money in the bank than I do.
Well, in updating
By the way, remember the story about Trump saying that people were eating dogs and eating cats?
Yeah.
They actually just arrested somebody and put him in jail for eating a cat.
Yeah, I saw that.
That photo of that or that video of that woman.
It was horrible.
But she was an American citizen. And
American-born woman.
Yeah.
She was just crazy.
Yeah, she just watches The View.
No, we're really. By the way, just updating you on this, the story of a missing dog, a little doggy napper story out of Philadelphia. So Traylee Hale Ringo, the mom of Philadelphia Eagles cornerback Keely Ringo, making a desperate plea to the people who stole her beloved Shih Tzu and from a Port Richmond Target store, October 28th. Please, please return my little doggie, she says. This last month has been a nightmare. She was at the Target store. Doggie got away from her. You see four young individuals scooping up the dog, taking the little cute little Shih Tzu who's in a little tutu, and she is offering a reward for the dog.
Tony has brought his cat into the program now.
This is Miss Lily here. She's a mom of 13.
She's beautiful.
She's not single, though. She is But there she is. This is the beautiful little Lily.
Wow.
She heard all the cat talk, and she came and said, I got to get a piece of this.
That's right.
That's a beautiful
right,
cat,
Lily?
By the way.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. She's a rag doll.
Yeah. Look at that.
Wow.
Look how beautiful it is.
YouTube.com/1210WPHD.
Yes.
Tony, real fast, what do you think of purse dogs?
Purse dog? Yeah. I'm not a big yapping dog guy.
Yeah, there's,
no, it's not a Siamese. People always get them confused with Siamese, but she's a rag doll from Chicago. She was in Chicago before Lori Lightfoot and the latest mayor, who's an absolute nutcase. So she made it out alive.
That's good.
No, she's a rag doll. She had 13 babies.
Wow.
Aww. Wow. She's beautiful.
She got it on a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you only need to get it on twice. It was 7 and then 6.
My wow. God.
Frisky kitty.
Dang. It's a litter.
Frisky cat.
Yeah, so in this one, the little Shih Tzu, the little doggy, who's probably about the size of your sweet kitty cat, Tony, they are offering that reward, and it's an Eagles player's
mom. Saw the video. Yeah. I saw the video. Steve Keeley posted it, the people walking into that Target and then walking out, and apparently they stole the dog, or they picked up the dog and ran out with it to their car.
Yeah.
So it's two young women, two men. The four of them, and they've posted the video, like you said, Steve Keeley and everybody really now. It's making national news as they're posting the video of these people just saying, no questions asked, please. And police have been involved too. Yeah. Please return the little dog.
Yes. Or Keeley Ringo's going to get you. on punt coverage.
I'm telling you guys, I know you don't want to hear it. That dog is pit bull food. I'm telling you.
No.
It's gone.
Yes. Yes.
He's out of here.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I break the honest truth here. That's what I break.
No.
I feel for that dog.
I feel for him.
We are sponsored by McCausland Lock and Alarm. Business owners, count on McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure and control access to their facilities, featuring top-of-the-line equipment, industry-leading customer service, as well as owner Tom McCausland's wealth of experience. McCausland Lock and Alarm, securing your business, securing your future. Thank you, McCausland Lock and Alarm, for sponsoring our Big Three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Tony Bruno, thank you very much.
We love you.
Enjoy
love
the rest of your flannel
Thank you,
Thursday.
Guys. Go Eagle! Go Bird! Go Bird!
You
couldn't hit a bull's ass with a bass fiddle.
Exactly. Tony, thank you, brother.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
You got it. We'll talk to you. Good night, everybody. We'll come back. We'll get to Today in Music History from Phil Almquist and also what's on tap for the Dawn Show. But what's on tap for you right now? That's very simple. You're going to have to download that DuckDuckGo app. Why? Well, it's incentivized. We're going to give you a 30-day free trial. How about that? From 7 days to a new 30-day free trial simply by going to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. What an offer for you. And the main thing here, yes, it's a subscription-based service. Yes, it's 3-in-1. But the main element for me personally is the personal information removal. After I activated my own personal account, I came to the realization that there were 52 different files on the internet out there with my personal information. And in less than 48 hours, 17 of those 52 records gone, deleted, removed from the internet. Because this is dangerous stuff, right? We were talking about it earlier today with the United Healthcare CEO. All the information on the internet and people can do bad things. Now it's removed and you'll know. You can actually watch this happen in real time as these things are removed. Privacy Pro, a 3-in-1 subscription service, which also includes the VPN, the personal information removal, and identity theft restoration. God forbid they ever steal your identity. DuckDuckGo will restore it and make you whole again. Do it today. Just go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210 for a new 30-day free trial.
And we got to talk about my kitchen, because when it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built an incredible reputation for transforming kitchens with such precision and care. From custom cabinets to countertops, backsplashes, to those all-important storage solutions, Kitchen Magic gets the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes reality without all the hassle. You can trust the name your neighbors have been relying on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation. Just go to kitchenmagic.com. Get this on the calendar. Let's cook up something extraordinary. KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Let's get to Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, December 5th, we celebrate the birthday of Jim Messina, who's 77. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Jack Russell from Great White, Little Richard, and Sonny Boy Williamson. We also lost Denny Lane from the Moody Blues on this day in 2023, Doug Hopkins from the Jim Blossoms in 93, and jazz artist Dave Brubeck in 2012. Sings include All Over You by Live in 94, Riding the Storm Out by REO Speedwagon in 73, and Twilight of the Gods by Blind Guardian in 2014. Albums include Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings in 73, Let It Bleed by the Stones in 68, Damaged by Black Flag in 81, yeah. Balls to the Wall by Accept in 83, and Renegade by Rage Against the Machine in 2000. Also in 84, Beverly Hills Cop opens in theaters. In 80, Flash Gordon with a theme song by Queen does the same thing. On that same day in 80, U2 play their first U.S. show. And in 76, Music Weekly New Musical Express, or NME for short, review the Sex Pistols' debut single, Anarchy in the UK, saying, and I quote, "Johnny Rotten sings flat, the song is laughably naive, and the overall feeling is of a third-rate Who imitation."
Oh, man.
Yeah, wow. Pretty harsh.
Yeah.
But lastly, on this day in 87, the band The Jesus and the Mary Chain were banned on a music TV show after complaints of blasphemy when the group's name was flashed across the screen. The CBS show asked the band to be called Jank, or spelled out J-A-N-C, Jesus and the Mary Chain. But the group said no. Big shock. I wouldn't either. 4K on Company. I'm Phil Omquist.
Unbelievable.
These people.
By the way,
who are these people?
That was the last song that I played coming back from the break, was the Jesus and Mary Chain.
There you go. By the way, even though
full circle,
even though box like 4 looks empty and the seat is empty and the microphone is empty, it's not. It's occupied.
It's unbelievable.
What?
And it's occupied by Phil.
No, it's just the
ghost of Phil Omquist.
And I
the ghost of Omquist past. As we now go ready for the future, 7 minutes from now.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
The Dawn Stensland Show.
Hey, heads up. Dangerous National Weather Service putting this out here, these warnings of snow squalls.
Oh, boy.
A dangerous snow squall minutes ago was located along a line extending from, because you mentioned mentioned Bucks County.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right near Doylestown, and it's moving east at 30 miles an hour. So hazardous, intense bursts of heavy snow, gusty winds, and rapidly falling visibility as these temperatures drop and this weather intensifies. Please be safe.
Is this still the that cold front that sat over Erie, PA, and the Great Lakes and all that stuff?
I believe so.
Yeah. That dumped like 6 feet of snow.
I know. I hate cold fronts.
Travel will become difficult and potentially dangerous within minutes.
Yep.
So all these warnings going out.
And
so heads up.
Traveling at 30 miles an hour, and within minutes I'll be traveling at about 80 miles an hour.
No,
you got to be safe. Don't even say that.
Those snow squalls are nothing to mess with, by the way.
Yeah.
Because you're
pull
driving.
Over.
You're driving, and all of a sudden you can't see.
Yeah.
My ridgeline can handle anything.
No, stop.
Courtesy of the Piazza Auto Group.
All right, Dawn,
what do you got lined up top of the hour?
Yeah, so Michael Whatley will return, and we'll revisit all things Trump. Talk about the transition, everything that's going on, because we know there's a lot happening, a lot of movement. We'll get the update and talk about elections, all of that with Michael Whatley, great guest. And then, of course, and then at 11 o'clock, we'll go because we got jury deliberations. We have the search for a killer and all the latest. I've got some new developments I'm working on. And Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith joins me in the 11 o'clock hour. So stay right there. Buckle in. A lot going on today.
And we're also still on Shih Tzu watch.
And we're on Shih Tzu watch.
I think we're always on that.
Right. Although Stalker thinks that is now pit bull meat.
I've been told that it was very heartless of me to say that. But yeah. I'm telling you the reality of things. There are certain cultures here that still do the dog fighting thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not,
Mm-hmm. Could be. We'll see.
That's all I'm saying.
We'll find out.
Just bring the dog back to the Target store.
Nobody gets hurt.
That's why I asked the definition.
That's right. Return the shih tzu to the retail establishment and nobody gets harmed.
Thank you.
There you go. Dawn Show coming up next. We're back tomorrow for a Friday Woo-hoo! Edition of Kale & Company with Sean Farish and perhaps a second guest.
Yes.
We'll let you know once confirmed.
It could be organized chaos again if these two are together.
Could.
Oh my goodness.
And they could be. That's right. They could be together simultaneously.
Together simultaneously. It's going to be a madhouse on a Friday.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow at 6.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.